In the day's other news, the legal fight over the search of the Trump home in Florida took another new turn. The U.S. Justice Department appealed a federal judge's order this week that an independent arbiter review classified records found at the estate. The judge had also blocked federal investigators from using any of the documents. Today's filing seeks to put all of that on hold pending the appeal. Mr. Trump's longtime advisor, Steve Bannon, surrendered to authorities in New York today for alleged fraud in funding a southern border wall. He arrived at state court offices in Manhattan this morning. Later, he pleaded not guilty to money laundering, conspiracy, and fraud. Prosecutors say Bannon illegally diverted hundreds of thousands of dollars from the wall-building campaign. Police in Memphis, Tennessee, are still searching for a motive after a gunman killed four people and wounded three in shootings around the city on Wednesday. Stephanie Tsai has more.
Police first warned Memphis residents Wednesday evening to lock their doors. They were looking for a man on a rampage. Across eight different crime scenes, a gunman had carjacked, shot, and killed his way across the city. A suspect was taken into custody late Wednesday after a chase and standoff.
I am angry.
Early today, the city's mayor called the killings senseless.
This is no way for us to live. And it is not acceptable.
Police say the first killing happened Wednesday before 1 a.m. when the perpetrator shot a 24-year-old man in a driveway. In the afternoon, around 4 o'clock, two more shootings at different locations, the first one fatal. At 6 o'clock, police received a tip that the suspect was filming his crimes live on Facebook. They identified him and started alerting residents. They described their terror.
At first, we thought it was like he was trying to rob him or something, but then we found out that this guy was just shooting randomly.
19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly was arrested. He had a record of criminal violence. Charged with attempted first-degree murder at 17, he pleaded to a lesser charge of aggravated assault in adult court, served 11 months, and was released early in March. Mayor Strickland blamed his early release for the deaths of four Memphis citizens.
These evil actions show why truth in sentencing is a must. And we should do all we can to make our city safe.
Police haven't revealed a motive. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.
In Canada, tensions eased across Saskatchewan today after the end of a manhunt in mass stabbings that killed 10 people. But questions lingered today around the way the search ended on Wednesday. One official said that Miles Sanderson died from self-inflicted injuries after police forced his stolen car off a highway. Others said the cause of death was unclear. Hard-hit consumers in Britain will receive a break from skyrocketing energy bills brought on by the war in Ukraine. The new Conservative Prime Minister Liz Truss announced plans today to cap prices for 2 years. She also called for increased oil drilling in the North Sea and for lifting a ban on fracking to boost domestic supplies.
I recognize that people are struggling with their energy bills, and that is why I have brought forward this debate as soon as possible to give people reassurance ahead of this winter that energy bills are going to be affordable.
Truss rejected calls for a windfall tax on oil company profits to pay for the energy price cap. Back in this country, the Michigan Supreme Court has agreed to let voters decide on enshrining abortion rights in the state Supreme Court. Today's ruling sets up a referendum in the November elections. Abortion rights advocates had petitioned to put the proposed constitutional amendment on the ballot. California's power grid operators urged customers again today to conserve energy as extreme heat continued. So far, the state has avoided blackouts despite record demands for electricity. Officials say that people have responded to so-called flex alerts by turning down their air conditioners. And on Wall Street, stocks managed another day of moderate gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 193 points to close 31,774. The NASDAQ rose 70 points. The S&P 500 added 26. Still to come on the NewsHour, a new poll indicates how Americans feel about the U.S. economy ahead of the midterm elections. The politics of immigration intensify as Texas and Arizona bus migrants to Washington, D.C. and other cities. We remember the life of longtime news anchor Bernard Shaw, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.